This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, Google just dodged a bullet from the Federal Trade Commission, which said the search giant is not being anti-competitive when it promotes its own searches in search results. In other words, Google is not facing a big antitrust suit like Microsoft did in the 90s. So is there anything that threatens Google's dominance right now? Here's Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff.
Google dominates search. Its market share is approaching 70% in the U.S. Still, James McQuivey, an analyst at Forrester Research, says it keeps trying to expand into other businesses. And yet,
everything other than search that they have tried has essentially failed.
And that is a risk for Google. McQuivey says the company could find itself shut out of the next big thing. Its social network Google Plus hasn't taken off, and its foray into TV has been a bust. And even though Google rules search today, it's not that hard for users to switch. Whit Andrews is an analyst at Gartner.
So you think to yourself, wow, I love Google. And then you think to yourself, well, let's see if I try a different search engine, does that really affect my life that much?
It's much easier to change search engines than to switch computer operating systems or social networks. And that's where new competition comes in. If products like Apple's voice search service called Siri catch on, Google could find its dominance waning.
The potential of something like Siri is tremendous if people perceive it to be something that is better than Google.
And even though the FTC has mostly given Google the all clear, that doesn't mean it's out of the legal woods yet. Europe's regulators are still keeping their watch on Google's business practices. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.